Today we're going to talk about doing home improvements during the 9 days, because I've been getting a lot of shilas about this, and every year the busiest time that people have for home improvements, I think, is during the summertime. People are off, kids are away at camp usually or whatever. That's the time that people tend to do these things. So the 9 days always comes out during the summer as well. So that's the shaila that always comes up. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of construction, in terms of wallpaper, paint, carpet, new furniture, things of that nature. So first, as far as construction is concerned, the Beis Yosef quotes a Ran in Maseches Tainus in Daf Heyam and Beis, who says that Midabrim Yerushalmi Adad Teima Bebinyan Shel Simcha Avalim Haya Kasla Goa Sosra Bonehu, that a Binyan Shel Simcha is Asr, but if you have a wall that's about to cave in, you have something that's dilapidated and it's about to break, then you can rebuild it. Mashma D'Chiyamin and Ezu Binyan Shel Simcha Zehabona Beis Chasos and Blo Lebno D'Lav Davka Elohadim L'Kol Binyan She'en Otzarech Deinu Nasa Elinoi Ularvacha Bialma, that from the fact that the Yerushalmi has to Davka make a point that if something's about to break or cave in, that you're allowed to fix it, that implies that Binyan Shel Simcha doesn't just mean that the Yisra of Binyan Shel Simcha does not just mean a Beis Chasnus, it does not just mean a wedding hall or something like that. No, it means anything that you don't really need, that's there for beauty, it's there to look more decorative and to provide more space, to provide that kind of upgrade. So the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Tav Kofen and Aleph Siv Beis paskins that Mirosh Chodesh Ad HaTaynis Mimatim B'Masu B'Matan Ooh, Bibinyan Shal Simcha, Kagon Beis Chasnus Lebno, O Binyan Shal Tzir V'Kiur, that we refrain throughout the 9 days from Binyan Shal Simcha, not only from Masa Matan, where we are Mema'et, we don't totally refrain from, but we are refrained entirely from Binyan Shal Simcha, which includes not only a Beis Chasnus, but also Binyan Shal Tzir V'Kiur, to make something very nice in terms of building. So the Mishnah Berurah just adds that Hu Adin, Kol Binyan Shein Tzarech Lo L'di Raso, any place that you don't need to live in and you're just doing laharvacha bialma is going to be aser. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you hired a guy before Rosh Chodesh and he's a kablan, he's a contractor, he's getting paid for the job, then it's mutter even on Tisha B'Av itself, because the Nachri is adaita d'nafshei, the Nachri may continue his work even on Tisha B'Av itself. He then says, but if you could be mefaiso b'davar muat sheyamta nadachar Tisha B'Av tavalav bracha, if you can pay him a couple of bucks or just ask him really nicely, please not to work on Tisha B'Av and wait till after Tisha B'Av, so that would be great. That would not require to make a Adin, but that would be really wonderful. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds that construction on a Beis HaKnesses is the exception to the rule, mitzvah derabim, and you may continue construction on a Beis HaKnesses even on Tisha B'Av itself, and there's no requirement to try to be mefayis and bedavar muat or anything like that. I was just asked a shayla yesterday from a shul that's doing construction. They said they have a room to daven in, but they wanted to have a second room for a second minyan. So for sure that is mutter. In the Tshuvas Vayivarach David, Simon Samach Zayin, Vayivarach David is Rav Harfinis, who we've been quoting a lot lately, says that if you're expanding your house because Nisrabu B'nei Abayis, you have an expanding family, and it's not just Larvacha B'Alma, he holds that that's mutter even during the 9 days. That's quite a chiddush. I would think that as long as you have a room that the family can live in, so you would think that that everything else is Harvacha D'Alma. He says no, if you have an expanding family and therefore you feel like you could use more space for them, so then it's considered Binyan Shel Simcha. The Tshuvas Devar Yehoshua Chelek Beis Siminayin Gimel, he says that if you're in the construction business, you can do construction, meaning it's not in your house, you're just working for construction for other people's homes. That's not a Binyan Shel Simcha for the person that's actually doing the binyan. What about buying new furniture during the 9 days? Mishbur and Tavkuf Nun Aleph Si'if Katan Yod Aleph says Yesh Min HaPoskim Tesfir Lu Dainu Shel Yisa B'Matu Matan Shel Simcha Kigon Liknos Klei Kesef that you shouldn't buy fancy things like clay kesef. So Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe, or Chaim Chel Gimel Simon Pei says that the same is true for all expensive items: a new car, a new air conditioner, a washer, dryer, refrigerator, furniture. Don't buy new expensive things during the 9 days. And then Rav Moshe writes in Simon Pei Beis, in Chaim Chel Gimel Simon Pei Beis, that you can build a bookcase, because the Magen Avraham writes in Tavkuf Nanal Sivkan Chav Gimel that Asiyas Begadim is Aser, but there's no Iser to make something that isn't a beged, like furniture. But then he says, Avala Havi Labayas, to bring the bookcase into your house, Shahu Kilavisha the Begad, Bagadim, which that would parallel wearing new clothing, Yesh L'Asr Mitam Simcha. That's Asr because of the Simcha associated with it. Shezeh Yesh Nogam B'Kishut HaBayis B'Kliyetz K'mo B'Levishas Bagadim La'adam. Since wearing clothing is about Simcha, and the person experiences just as much simcha when he gets new furniture in his house, you should not bring new furniture into your home during the 9 days. Rav Moshe then says that if it's not such a chashuv piece of furniture, and it's not something you would say shechiyanu on, efshar yesh lahatir, that there's room to be lenient. In the Tshuvas V'Dibarta Bam, Simon Kuf Nun Gimel, V'Dibarta Bam is written by a Talmud of Rav David Feinstein Shlita, and it's mostly the Piskei Halach of Rav David Feinstein. So he points out about this Rav Moshe, and he says, Tzarachin B'Dvarav. This Rav Moshe is Tzarachin. T'bish Lamalim V'Visha Matzini Shechazal Gazral Zeh, Chazal Gazral Zeh. That we find Chazal or Gozer for an Avel by Levisha. Masha Einkein LeInyan HaSimcha SheBala Adam Al Yedei Kishut HaBayis MeHechites Shalaser. Where do we find a halacha? Where do we find a parallel in Hilchos Avelus that you're not allowed to bring new furniture into a house? V'ulay Avedom LaSimcha BaBala Adam Machmas Shar Devarim Kamo Tiulim Delo Asra Poskim Al Berav Tishbav. Right? Are you allowed to take a trip on during the 9 days? Of course, we always do that. Normally, there's a camp running in this campus, and they take trips during the 9 days. Okay, they're not going to make it a crazy trip, but a regular trip, you're allowed to take a teal. So there are things that you're allowed to do that make people happy, that are enjoyable. So mechitesi, you just asser everything enjoyable in life. So next thing, you're not allowed to tell a joke during the 9 days. You're not allowed to, anything enjoyable. So you find it very difficult to understand. In the Tshuvas Levushei Mordechai, Chela Gimel, Sim Kofehei, he says that regular household wares like pots, pans, things that are not silver and gold can be bought because we only forbid clothing when they are we only forbid dvarim pshutim when it's clothing, but other kelim, if they're dvarim pshutim, are for sure mutter. The Mishbura says that if you find a cheaper price now, that's another hatter. If you're going to lose money by waiting, someone just asked me yesterday, they're making aliyah like right after Tisha B'Av, and they need to buy things in order to put, or the lift is leaving like right after Tisha B'Av, so they need to buy things to put on the lift. It's going to be much, much more expensive if they wait until afterwards, till they go to Israel, or they have to schlep it with them. It's much, much more expensive. So that's also going to be mutter. The Rav Moshe in Orachaim Chayil Gimel Sim Pei says that a car that a person needs for business is also okay, and you're going to have to refrain from it based on the Shechianu involved, because normally if you buy a car that's just for yourself, it's not a family car, the bracha is Shechianu, but you're not supposed to say Shechianu during 3 weeks. He says, yeah, but if it's for business, okay, don't say Shechianu, wait till after Tisha B'Av, say your Shechianu then. It's still new enough after Tisha B'Av that you'll still be allowed to say your Shechianu at that point in time. So if you really need the items, like a refrigerator, when you're not just upgrading, but you need a refrigerator because your refrigerator broke, that would be mutter also. In Shuvas Vayevarach David Simen Samach Tes, Rav Harfinis says that if you need an air conditioner because it's a really hot summer, or there's a chola, or something like that, then it's obviously going to be mutter as well. What about like wallpaper and carpeting and things of that nature? So the Eliyahu Rabba quotes from the Ma'aril that it's best to be machmir not to paint starting from the beginning of Bein HaMetzarim, but if they started before Shavuot Asr B'Tammuz, then they can finish before Rosh Chodesh. Piskei Tshuvas points out that poskim are makil if you're repairing water damage or smoke damage, and that's why it needs to be repainted, because that would not be considered binyan shel simcha. But if you just want a new color, like you're feeling tired of the old blue walls, and now you want something more lively or whatever, I don't know, something like that, so then that would be a binyan shel simcha. Rav Moshe or Chaim Chelik Gimel Simen Pei Beis writes that even though ein bazei isur barur, that when you putting up wallpaper, it's not a clear iser af b'shvo shechalbo tishba b'tocha, even during the shvo shechalbo, mikol makom yesh lahachmir sheyigmeru kodem Shabbos Chazon. But he thinks it's better to finish before Shabbos Chazon, v'lo yaseh b'shvo shechalbo tishba b'tocha, and don't do it during shvo shechalbo. Again, in Tshuvas V'Dibarta Bam, he asks, why was Rav Moshe Mesupuk about this? Isn't it the very definition of Binyan Shel Simcha? Like Rav Moshe saying, I don't know if it's really Yasser, but better to refrain. What are you hemming and hawing? It's absolutely Yasser. It's Binyan Shel Simcha. Even if he doesn't qualify it as a Binyan, shouldn't it be the same as bringing new furniture in? And Rav Moshe didn't hesitate when it came to bring new furniture in. So the answer to that question seems to appear in the Sefer Mesoris Moshe. Chelek Beis, page Kuflam Beis, where they have a number of Piskei Halacha that were given Balpeh by Rav Moshe Feinstein, so written by Rabbi Mordechai Tadner. And in Mesoris Moshe, it says that that when Rav Moshe was asked about that very point, he explained that if you look at his tshuva about wallpaper, he says, Lidmar, Ligmar Hadbakas Haniyar. Ligmar, he said. He was talking about a case where it just needed some more glue. But putting up the wallpaper would for sure be asrei nechinami. If you're putting up wallpaper, he said that's binyan shel simcha. But he thinks even if it's just peeling a little bit and trying to repair it, yesh lahachmir until shavua shechal bo tishba. So that's a little bit about home improvements during tishba. 10 minutes.